Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. I was browsing my favourite internet site.
Oh,
okay. Do you want to know the name of it?
Sure.
Boardpanda.com.
Yeah, okay.
It's got some great stuff on there, and I stumbled across people's thoughts on what are some unwritten rules of life.
Okay.
So, you know, those things that everyone should do. No one really talks about it.
Okay, yes.
But people just do it. Like, you should do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unwritten rule. Like, for example, you should always let people out before walking in, you know, like...
like at a train station?
Or an elevator. Or like
this grinds my gears.
Does it?
Well, if you're sitting there and you're about to go out and they push in, you're like, where do you think you're going?
You're like, no, this is, you know, the unwritten rule.
Yeah.
People come out before you come in.
How are you going to get in when it's already full?
Exactly.
Get out of my way.
These are the things I'm talking about. You know, like you don't play loud music when you're out in public.
Oh, man. Okay. Or I can see I'm going to get very angry with these because that one there grinds my gears as well.
Well, that's why they're unwritten rules.
You're allowed to play music at a certain volume.
Yeah.
But if you're 5 meters away and you can still hear it, no, turn it off.
Yeah, and, you know, even talking on speakerphone, stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
You know, I think that
falls
under.
If you're in the shops, and you're like, Tanya.
Why Tanya?
I don't know. It just seems like the right name.
I'm always fascinated when people just pull random names out.
Fiona?
That's my sister-in-law's name.
Okay, I won't use that one. But, yes, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, one more. Like, if you're, like, picking someone up, giving them a ride to work or something like that.
Yeah.
Or if you're getting a ride from someone, you should be ready and waiting out the front, ready to
go. For sure. Yep. You cannot make them wait.
Exactly. So these are just some of those unwritten rules I'm talking about.
I would love to hear from you. 0429 985 985. Do you have a few? You've been pondering them. You've been going, why don't people all just know this?
Yep.
Something that maybe it grinds your gears like me, because I feel like every single one of them, I've been like, oh, you're so right.
Laura texted through. She says, on a narrow road, you should pull over to let someone going the other way pass by. But you also have to do that thank you wave for the steering wheel.
And that goes the same as when you let someone merge in.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold back and you go, okay, now I'm going to let you, I can see you're struggling, I'm going to let you in.
Yep.
You need a courtesy wave
to always go.
Yep.
That's an unwritten rule.
Flick your hazard lights one time, just a quick thank you.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, you just got to do something, right?
Yeah.
So that they acknowledged that you let them in.
Is that a common, the hazard light flash? Is that common?
In New Zealand, it is very common.
Okay.
I don't know about here.
No, I haven't seen it here.
Yeah, just hazard once, boom. Yeah. It's like a double high five. Thank you.
I like that, but I can't start doing it because otherwise people will be confused.
Nah, do it. People know.
Reckon?
Yeah.
All right. Randy also texted through, always be evenly spaced when standing in an elevator.
Evenly spaced.
Yes, there's got to be an appropriate amount of space between you and the other people.
But wouldn't you just like, I would go to the corner, right? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll make some space in case other people want to come.
Yeah, that's right.
So what? Are you getting on an elevator and standing next to someone? That's a bit different.
Well, these days, social distancing, you probably shouldn't.
Oh yeah, true.
Unwritten rule.
Another one of my unwritten rules.
Yes.
If you're at the start of a traffic light, it is your job to pay attention. You need to be looking. It's so frustrating when I'm behind and I'm like, it's green.
Patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you toot them?
There.
How long till you toot them?
Like 2 seconds.
Oh,
no,
you
because
need
but
more,
it
patience.
Depends. Because if I can see they're looking at the phone or they're looking down or they're doing something, I judge them hard, right? If they've got kids, I'm like, more lenient. If they're just looking at their phone, nah, 2 seconds, boom.
Go.
Jump on the blower.
I like this one. Another unwritten rule from Simonette. She said, clean the toilet stall before you leave. That is a great unwritten rule of life.
Oh, see, I want to agree, but those things are nasty.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be nasty if everyone cleaned up after themselves.
I suppose, yes. Yeah, if everyone did it.
Yep.
But I'm not walking into one of those and then going, oh, I need to clean this.
Oh, no, no. But you clean up after yourself. If you make a mess,
then you tidy it up.
Then you tidy it up. I love that unwritten rule.
It'd be so much more pleasant to go to the toilet.
What do your toilets look like?
They are gross.
Do you think boys are grosser than girls?
I would say yes. However, I was a cleaner for one day in my life. And I went and cleaned the female toilets. They were so much worse.
Really?
They were disgusting, and I quit.
Well, that must be an anomaly.
No, I don't
ours
know.
Ours are good here. Don't
I mean,
he,
obviously, in an office, they should be good.
Here's one that I think is definitely my most important unwritten rule of life.
Yeah.
Maybe not most important, but you know what I'm saying. Return the shopping cart when you're done with it. The shopping trolley.
Ooh.
You don't do it, do you?
No, I don't. Because I used to be the trolley boy back in the day. It was my very first job. Get the trolleys, bring them in.
You can still do that if they're all in the trolley bay.
Nah, because as a trolley boy, okay, I'm speaking on behalf of all trolley boys here, you don't want to go inside. You want to be outside in the sun. You want to get your tan.
Nah,
you want to relax.
You're just making excuses. Put your trolley in the trolley bay.
Randy, don't speak to people while they're going to the toilet. Yeah, agree.
Yeah, agree. That's a great unwritten rule.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.